Masechtas Chala, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we mentioned five types of grain: chitim, wheat, sarum, barley, kusman, spelt, shibir l'shul, oats, and shifoin, rye. These five grains, one is obligated to separate Chala from the dough, and these are also, they're learnt from the five grains that make chametz on Pesach. So this Mishnah discusses other halachas that pertain to those five grains. Mishnah base. Ha'eichel mehem, someone who eats from these five grains, kezayis matzah, a kezayis portion of matzah b'Pesach, yatzidei chevasa, he's fulfilled his obligation. So specifically from the five grains need to be eaten for the mitzvah obligation of matzah on Pesach. If someone eats kezayis chametz, chayiv bikaris. If someone eats a kezayis of chametz from these five types of grain, they chayiv karis for eating chametz on Pesach. If any one of these species gets mixed with other types of food, these five species of grain, someone can transgress the law of Bal Yirah not to have chametz in your possession. So even if it's mixed in a mixture, any one of these five species will make a person transgress Bal Yirah for possessing chametz on Pesach. The Mishnah continues, other halachas, a neder menapas umenatvua. Someone who makes a neder, he prohibits himself from something that otherwise would have been permitted, and he makes a neder, and he says that pas, bread, or tvua, grain, should be usher, forbidden for me to benefit from. So which grain is he usher to? Usher behem, he's going to be usher to these five species of grain, and bread that's made from these five species, that's what he's usher to. But other things, if it's cornbread or something else used, that'll be permitted. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the opinions of Rav Meir, that specifically when he uses this terminology of tevua, grain, then he is referring to these five types of grain. However, other terminologies that are going to be discussed in the Mishnah later, like dagan. Dagan generally refers to grain, but it literally means a pile. And other things were piled up as well. Beans and seeds were also piled. So according to Rav Meir, only when he uses the term tevua do we assume that he's referring to specifically these five grains. But if he would use the term dagan, then Rav Meir would hold that it would include other things as well, like seeds and beans. However, the Chachamim argue and say, ha-neider min ha-dagan, even if he used the terminology dagan, which just means a pile, but it's referring to grains, such a neder, ene asar el mehem, he's only coming to prohibit himself from these five species. The Chacham hold, even the term dagan refers specifically to these five species, not only the term tevua. The Mishnah continues that these five species are chayav and b'chala u'b'meisers. They have both obligations, both chala and meiser, applicable, whereas the next Mishnayos are going to discuss cases where only one of these two obligations are applicable, either chala or meisers or chala. That's Mishnah base. Mishnah Gimel. Elu chayavim b'chala u'pturim min ha-meisers. These things that are going to be listed now are obligated in chala, that you've separated from the dough. However, they're p'turim min ha-meisers, they're exempt from taking off meiser. The first four are leket, shicha, peah, v'hefker. Leket, shicha, and peah are going to be from these five grains. Whatever we're discussing in this Mishnah that are obligated in chala are talking about these five grains. These five grains that were left behind for the poor person, either in leket, shicha, or peah, or if they're hefker, if they're ownerless. So in these cases, they're exempt from meiser, yet they're obligated in chala. The next couple cases discuss a situation where someone separated part of his produce out of order. So the first case is talking about meiser rishon that was given before the produce became set and obligated in truma, which usually is taken off first. So meiser rishon shenitl trumasai, if you have meiser rishon that it's truma, which is the trumas meiser that the levy takes off when he receives this meiser, he takes off 1/10 as trumas meiser. If that was taken off, so then it's done. He has to take off chala, but he won't have to take off truma gedayla if the Baal Bais didn't take off the first truma and he gave the meiser rishon before the produce was set to become obligated in trumas meiseris. So then it will skip the truma gedayla and will never become obligated. And this is a case where it's obligated in chala, but he skips the meiseris, which include truma, skips the truma gedayla obligation. Or meiser sheni v'hekdesh neftu, Meister Shani and Hektish that were redeemed. And this is talking about a case where the Meister Rishon was not given yet, and the person separated Meister Shani before it became set and obligated in Meister Rishon. And here, once he made it in Meister Shani or Hektish, it skips and he becomes exempt in the Meister Rishon. Although it is still obligated in Challah. Another case is Meister HaOmer, the leftover from the Omer. The Omer was barley that was picked, ground, and brought for a carbon on Pesach, and they would use a very fine flour, and as they would sift it, they would sift out the less fine flour, and there would be leftover. Only the finest flour would be used, but the leftover barley flour from the carbon Omer, it was exempt from Meiser, even though it was obligated in Chal. In the last case, grain that didn't grow a full third of its full growth, it is obligated in Challah, but since it's underdeveloped, it is not obligated in Meisers. Rabbi Eliezer comes to disagree on the last one. And he says, Tvuah Shalei Hiviyah Shlish, grain that didn't grow a third yet, Peturah Min HaChallah. Not only is it exempt from Meisers, but it's also exempt from Challah. The Rav brings this learned from a Pasuk, that Challah is comparable to Truma, and just like Truma, if it didn't grow a third, it's exempt. So too, Challah, if it didn't grow a third, he's exempt from separating Challah from the dough.